ain't what it used to be. Some Jew got jealous of the Christmas tree. Hanukkah just ain't what it used to be. Cause some Jews got jealous of the Christmas tree. Spent all their money on a shopping spree. Trying to be like the people they see on TV. Don't let yourself forget history. Knowledge is key to set your mind free. Just open a book, look back and see what it really meant to be a Maccabee. When they told a man named Matisyahu to bow to an idol in public view, not only did he refuse, he slew some Jew who did what they told him to do. Then he fled to the wilderness and led an army of rebels who liked what he said. He rose and stood to fight for what's good, waging guerrilla warfare in the woods. He had five sons named Yohanan, Shimon, Yehuda, Eleazar. On a time when their father passed, they vowed to fight on until they were dead or the Greeks were gone. Like a Hebrew hammer, the Maccabees hit Hellenists so hard that their army slipped, made them run and hide with God on their side. They retook the temple, had it purified. They only had enough oil to light that holy menorah for a single night. But then a great miracle changed their fate, and the lamps all burned for 8 days straight. But Hanukkah just ain't what it used to be, cause some Jews got jealous of the Christmas tree. Spent all their money on a shopping spree, trying to be like the people they see on TV. Don't let yourself forget history. Knowledge is key to set your mind free. Just open a book, look back and see what it really meant to be a Maccabee. They risked their lives to fight assimilation, but now Hanukkah's just a cheap imitation of some other foreign nation's celebration that falls on a similar calendar location. Them hocus pocus made you lose focus. Broke all the rules, acting like Antiochus. Drinking eggnog like a hog till you get sick. Making your potato pancakes from Bisquick. You light the menorah, but you don't study.
Okay, this is those. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty with even just to play a video, a song by Ari Lesser, this talented young man who always adds more and doesn't give us lesser. But with that being said, blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We have a very impromptu broadcast today, and happy Hanukkah for Jews around the world and for our friends amongst the B'nai Noach, the children of Noah, amongst the 7.5 billion plus human beings streaming and gleaming and illuminating the world with their awareness. This is Blog Talk Radio, and we humbly assert this is the higher inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio, cause of Soul Class. This is Soul Class 713, some Torah thoughts concerning Hanukkah, and we'll see what else develops. Blessed is our Creator, Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessings upon the entire human family experience. This is Anti-Eugenics Radio, with the Creator's help, will present some perspectives about Hanukkah, plucking inspirations from Chabad Hasidus. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. The tags for today's presentation are Eternal Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Children of Israel, and Children of Noah, the B'nai Noach, collaborating to remove hatred, jealousy, and competition that's not needed upon this earth. Chabad Hasidus, Torah of Israel, written in oral traditions. Today's brief and humble presentation is dedicated to the elevation of the soul of my dear mother-in-law, Maras Rivka Fortuna, Bas, Daniel Olav Shalom, and Fabochra Tamim, Eliyahu ben Menachem Mendel, Hashem Nikom Domo, Bofen Kitni Radni Shachni Offer. We'll start off by blessing ourselves by plucking some inspiration and revelation from a letter that was penned by the Lubavitcher Rebbe that was addressed to all those who are participating in the public lighting of a Hanukkah menorah in the United States of America. And Bezer Hashem, with the help of the Most High, I hope within the next couple of hours to be at the United Nations at an event hosted by Rabbi Yaakov David Cohen. And there will be mingling with people he has personally invited. Myself and my son hope to be going. Hopefully we'll be rubbing elbows with individuals from the UN, and hopefully we can arrange for some future interviews with people who work at the UN or in the local environments in the east side of New York. So this letter that the Rebbe wrote, penned in 1980, corresponding to 5,741 years blazing, grazing into creation, blessing and greeting, greeting and blessing, that's, I'm adding that parenthetically, Hanukkah, we address as the Festival of Lights. For we recall the victory that took place more than 2,100 years ago of a militarily weak but spiritually strong Jewish people over the mighty forces of a ruthless enemy that overran the Holy Land and threatened to engulf the land and its people in darkness. The miraculous victory, culminating with the rededication of the sanctuary in Jerusalem and the rekindling of the menorah, which had been desecrated and extinguished by the enemy, has been celebrated annually ever since those 8 days of Hanukkah, especially by lighting the Hanukkah menorah, also as a symbol and message of triumph of freedom above, and over, I should say, a triumph of freedom over oppression, of spirit over matter, of light over darkness. It is a timely and reassuring message for the forces of darkness are ever present. Moreover, the danger does not come exclusively from outside. It often lurks close to home in the form of insidious erosion of time-honored values and principles that are at the foundation of any decent human society. Nevertheless, to say, darkness is not chased away by brooms and sticks, but by illumination. As our sages have taught us, a little light expels a lot of darkness. The Hanukkah lights remind us in the most obvious way that illumination begins at home within oneself and one's family by increasing and intensifying the light of of Torah and mitzvos, commandments, in everyday experience, everyday living human experience, blessed souls, even as the Hanukkah lights are kindled in growing numbers from day to day, and tonight with the blessings of the Most High we'll be lighting candle number 5. But though it begins at home, it does not stop there. Such is the nature of light that when one kindles a light for one's own benefit, it benefits also those who are in the vicinity. Indeed, the Hanukkah lights are expressly meant to illuminate the outside, symbolically alluding to the duty to bring light also to those who, for one reason or another, still walk in darkness. What is true of the individual is true of a nation, especially this great United States, united under God, the Creator, and generally blessed by the Creator with material as well as spiritual riches. It is surely the duty and privilege of this nation to promote all forces of light, both at home and abroad, in a steadily growing measure. And I just want to make mention, blessed souls, that not that I'm saying something which is a political statement, but rather than I would say that it would greatly bring about many healings, in my humble opinion, to this great country, this great blessed land, and the blessed people that live here, all those who have been here and will be here. Instead of emphasizing, let's make America great again, let's elevate America to a place that it's never been. That's just a parenthetical statement. And the Rebbe concluded, let us pray, of course, to the Almighty Creator, that the message of the Hanukkah lights will illuminate the everyday life of everyone personally and of society at large for a brighter life in every respect, both materially and spiritually, with esteem and blessing in the spirit of Hanukkah, which is in the spirit of a little bit of light chases away a lot of darkness, blessed souls, and it was signed by the Rebbe. With that being said, I'd like to make a blessing. Basically, I have a cup of lemon water because my throat is parched. And for those of you who don't understand Hebrew, first I'll say it in English and then I'll say it in the Hebrew. And this is the blessing that we Israel make when we eat various types of food like meat, fish, milk, eggs, cheese, and mushrooms, as well as any liquids aside from wine or grape juice. And here's the blessing. Blessed are you, Lord, our King, King of the universe, by whose word all things came to be. Baruch ato Adonai Elohim Melech Olam Shakol Niyo Bidvoro. It's nice to quench the thirst with lemon water. There's a wonderful book which unfortunately has not been translated into English. It's called A Collection of Teachings from Our Teacher, Our Rabbis, Our Rebbes, Our Princes, Our Leaders, which are divided up according to the days of the month, in the month of Kislev, where we are. And I'd like to just pluck out a couple of these teachings to illuminate, as the very wise Ari Lesser sang or chanted out or rapped, whatever you want to call it, that knowledge is a key. And when you access the key of knowledge, that which remained in the realm of mystery or mystical becomes a knowledge that you can internalize within yourself. It becomes the flesh of your flesh, the bones of your bones, the soul of your soul. And therefore we can properly educate our animal tendencies to become more humanized and directed more attentively to the purpose that all of us have and bear as faithful stewards to the Creator, whether we already are engaged at that level of being faithful in our mission in life, or in a stage of ambivalence, not sure where to go, not aware of it, but now divine providence is guiding us in the direction that we should make a firm commitment to strengthen our efforts to be faithful stewards. So that being said, the first Chabad Rebbe, plucking from his seminal work, Likutei Torah, literally a gathering of Torah from the 72nd page, the first side. When we of Israel pray during the week, we do it from within a sense of toiling and hard work, striving, pushing ourselves. And in the midst of our prayers, we meditate upon the greatness of the Creator, the expansiveness, that level of Creator which is beyond the contractions of the godly light of the Almighty, which leads to the congealment and revelation of this finite world. But to realize that the Creator, in Creator's ultimate mercies and ultimate love and compassion upon the human family experience, we dwellers of clay with a soul inside our bodies can and should feel an obligation to feel a great love and fear of Creator, for of all the things Creator could have decided, because if we get, of course, as the prophet Isaiah taught us, my thoughts are not your thoughts, meaning Creator directed that prophecy to him to direct to us. And the consciousness that one of the things that we will hopefully be privy to internalize in a very deep fashion in the time of the universal redemption is to understand that the Creator's thoughts are not our thoughts. We cut and paste together letters in our mind of what we become aware of, whether it be in matters of spirituality or secular pursuits or economic pursuits, scientific pursuits. But the Creator did a divine cut and pasting to impose, according to Creator's level of imposing upon us, limitations, and also to realize that he is beyond limitations, and from that we feel love and fear of the one who bestows us this precious gift of life. And by doing that, we are empowered, as the Alter Rebbe continued, to remove from our hearts any type of strange desire. Now, this is a tremendous war with our very animal nature, which is basically the nature, the desire to survive, which is a positive nature, blessed souls. However, with that being said, we still have to go beyond animalistic tendencies to go to the higher level of human being, and we can do this by striving to engage in a human experience called itkafi or sublimation. It's an essential type of avoda in a way that we compel ourselves to act more humanely as opposed to just giving in to our animal tendencies. And that is something which is embedded within our prayers from the time we make our prayer, which takes us out of the Blessed Shabbat, until our last prayer right before the Blessed Shabbat the following Friday. However, the prayer of Shabbat is in a state of tranquility, because we're not running to work, we're not running to pay a bill, we're not looking to text a message to our friends, we're not looking to see what's the latest news on the internet or turn on the boob tube. We're in a state of contentment that whatever we could have done between the first and sixth day until it culminated into and became the seventh day, there's nothing more to do. It's now to contemplate upon the Creator's benevolence to allow the dimensions of place or space, time and soul to manifest into the creation that we can occupy some area called space within the time that we're given, our allegorical, or for those who are meritorious, the full 120 years of life upon this blessed earth, and with soul, with the energy to carry out our life's mission. On Tefillah Shabbos, though, the prayer of Shabbat, it's in a state of transformation. We're not concerned about our animal tendencies because we are, that Shabbos is associated with the delighting in the Creator. So our aim, our intent with our meditations on Shabbat is to generate a delight, just as Shabbos is a prime time, is a eis ratzon, a favorable time for taking in matters of delight. That's why if Israel eat pleasant foods on Shabbat that are tasty to our palate, to, on a human physical level, understand that we can enjoy the physical foods that we eat on a different level than we do during the week, which is more a level of purifying, to elevate the sparks, the godly sparks embedded in the food, and rather to delight in the sheer delight of resting on Shabbat, and therefore our meditations are focusing up on comprehending, and that is done primarily through learning Torah's Chassidus, and you can also learn matters of Musar, or matters of Talmud, or Scripture, or Mishnah, Jewish law, the laws of Shabbat, whatever you like. If you're Ben Noah, Bas Noah, to learn the laws that are applicable to you, and also learn about matters which are talked about in Chassidus, and also in the duties of the heart by Rabbeinu Bechaya, who was a Rishon, who lived over 800 years ago. What our obligations of the heart are to push away our animal tendencies and to embrace the one and truly eternal Creator. And this is a matter that we can attain on the Shabbat. One last thing I'd like to share with the Blessed is about kindness, because Hanukkah is a time of kindness, because it was a kindness that was done to us. It was done to the Kohanim that cleaned out the temple over 2,100 years ago and found one little cruse of oil, which was only supposed to last one day. And it lasted not just that one day, but an additional 7 days. So therefore, we have the 8 days of Hanukkah. But there is something else that we should try to pick up on if we are tuned in to the inner dimensions of Torah. And I'm plucking now an inspiration from the Shaar Yuchad, the Gate of Unification, from Chapter 10, from the Mittler Rebbe, the second Chabad Rebbe, the first true Lubavitcher Rebbe. Not that his father wasn't, but he was the first Rebbe to live in the hamlet of Lubavitch, which means city of brotherly love. And hopefully we in Chabad see them, the Lubavitchers are trying to spread brotherly love amongst our people and amongst all peoples, and to foster that all people should foster brotherly love and sister love and humane love for all human beings and all forms of creation, inanimate, vegetative, and animal. That all of us have within ourselves, as the Mittler Rebbe wants us to know, have a simple, uncompounded essence, blessed souls. Such an essence paradoxically gives forth to soulful expression, such as a desire towards something outside of a human being's essential self-awareness, until that human being, he or she, takes some form of action, and we stress and pray and hope that he or she takes some form of positive action. It can be an action-reaction within a human being's thought process. It can be an action-distilled down from the action experience within a human being's thoughts, now being revealed the human being's speech. You know, human being, his or her speech. Last but not least, it can simply be described as a human physical action which is more easily observable by other human beings. Now let's consider that all of the above scenarios, ranging from human being desire until last but not least human being action, is outsourced from human being's uncompounded soul essence, Neshama Atzmit. For example, a human being intrinsically desires kindness and goodness and therefore wishes to make some sort of improvement concerning a particular situation he or she is aware of. This intrinsic desire for kindness and goodness exists due to its being rooted in a primordial form contained within human being's soul essence, his soul essence or her soul essence. Therefore, when human being is desirous of manifesting kindness, there is an actual bestowal of such an attribute, dash mida, upon him or herself, and how much more so towards inanimate matters, as we just mentioned, vegetative matter, animal matter, and how much more so among other human beings. This indicates that such attributes and awareness of those attributes existed already within a prepotential state of human soul, neshama anushi. It's a human soul power, a truly essential soul plane of existence, which includes within itself all which will transpire in the future, as that human being, he or she, will decide on their own or be requested by other human beings to engage in revealing their desire for kindness and good in all forms of particular actions and going deeper and deeper into the particulars of those particular acts of goodness and kindness, acts of brotherly love, thoughts of brotherly love, words projecting brotherly, sisterly, human love. So we're going to end off with that, blessed souls. Hopefully that all these matters will manifest in all of us wanting to kindle just one more light. And tonight's light corresponds to the spheriotic awareness of hold, embellishment. Meaning, when I'm going out to help another person, or any one of you is going out to help another person, it's not just a matter of extending the hand, but extending the hand with an embellishment of a smile, of a word of encouragement, of a promise to retain connection with that person that you are helping, even in that mere moment. Or if you're not going to maintain a connection with that person right after that initial contact with them, which could be just a one-time connection, to wish upon them as you part and go on your different ways, that the Most High should bless them. And may that serve as a manner of spreading the word of Hanukkah, the good word, the positive Torah instruction, that a little bit of light dispels a lack, a great amount of darkness, a lack of awareness of the purpose of human being upon this earth. And may all this manifest in the way of a Havachad, Goralachad, one love, one destiny, Lukalana for all of us, Badarchinom Darki Shalom, in a pleasant and peaceful way. Mahamshik Bazar Misparech, and I have to remind you, as your local international cyberspace Torah activist, Torah Askan Don Zusi Goodman, that despite the glitches which took place at the beginning of today's humble presentation, I've got to be good, you've got to be good, we've all got to be good, because it's the Tevatov, the Hetiv, it's the nature of good to do good, and the Creator is the source of our goodness so pleasantly and peacefully and mercifully awaits for us to activate that little Maccabee within ourselves to dispel the intense darkness that can exist within ourselves and our home and environment by lighting up the light of positive thinking and the belief that the Creator will empower us to do good in this world. We'll be concluding now with the Maccabees' Candlelight, a song celebrating the Festival of Lights, Hanukkah. Chag Sameh Hanukkah to everyone. Take care.
Tell, yeah, Maccabees in Israel, L, yeah, when the Greeks tried to assail, sell, yeah, but it was all to no avail, bell, yeah, the war went on and on and on, until the mighty Greeks were gone, yeah.
I put my life in the air sometimes to say no.
Are they for real? Those Maccabees, they never yield. They charge ahead with sword and shield, 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 shield. Yeah, yeah, the war went on and on and on until the mighty Greeks were gone. Thank you.